Proclamation number 6499 of 12th of March, 1956. Love light, knowledge of the truth. You will never succeed in attaining the right realization as long as you are still without love. For only the light of love within you makes you capable of right judgment, because then your thinking will be enlightened, because then you will be enabled to think other than right and thus also immediately recognize what is wrong. And thus people who are willing to love will always live in truth and feel an inner resistance as soon as something wrong is presented to them. But it will also be a futile effort of love to try to convey the truth to a person who is completely without love. He will oppose it just as vehemently because his thinking is still under the influence of the one who is against the truth, who will constantly fight against the truth because it exposes him and his doings. Therefore, truth cannot find entrance with an unkind humanity. On the contrary, error will be represented there. And no one will try to free himself from error as long as he himself is of an unkind heart. As soon as a person practices love from within, as soon as his nature itself is love and radiates love, he will never profess error, for the love within him warns him against it. He will first fall into doubt and always feel more resistance against a teaching which does not correspond to the truth. And he will also muster the strength to openly take a stand for or against a teaching, because this strength fills him with love at the same time and because he is now driven from within by his spirit to advocate the truth and challenge the error. A love-filled person does not remain silent in the face of an open untruth, and he will also not seemingly acknowledge something that is obviously directed against the truth. But the fact that people remain silent, that so much error has found its way into people's lives without being rejected, is only proof that love has also grown cold among people, which is the surest defense against lies and error. And although again and again individual people recognize this, although they think correctly as a result of their life of love, the majority of people are nevertheless completely ignorant of the truth and feel comfortable with it. And if love is preached to them, they close their hearts and ears and it remains dark in them, precisely because without love there can be no light. But truth is light. Love is light. And anyone who wants to walk in the light must first shape himself into love, but then he will also realize that only one path leads back into the Father's house, into the eternal home. The path of love, because this is also the path of truth. But anyone who has taken this path will continue to walk it cheerfully. For him there is no hesitation and hesitancy. For him there are no doubts and discouragement. For the strength of love constantly drives him upwards and he takes all obstacles in his stride. Anyone who has found the truth has also found me myself, and I am and remain the aim for him towards which he strives. But I can never be reached without love. The path never leads upwards via error. The truth can never be recognized by a person who is devoid of all love. But I always want to help you all to reach the ascent, and therefore you are constantly admonished to work with love. You are directly addressed by preachers, but I also seek the ice through adversity around you in order to melt your hearts. For as long as love has grown cold amongst you humans, you go through earthly life completely useless. You live it in vain, as it were, without achieving the slightest progress, because you lack the most important thing in earthly life. The fire of love which enlightens your spirit, which warms your heart, which gives you strength to overcome all opposition. But it is not yet too late to ignite the spark in you. And I help everyone who is willing to come to the right realization. For my love does not give up on you. My love shines on you again and again. My love sends light bearers amongst you who admonish and warn you and lovingly offer you the light. For you will not be left without help. I will court you and your love until your death. Amen.